When I was 15, I went to live with the Mitsons. And Saffron Walden was a very small town, and it's grown a bit, but probably about a small market town, about 5,000 population, and everybody knew everybody else. And I joined the local youth club, and inevitably, my contemporaries at the youth club began to query, well, look, your brothers and sisters are called Mitson. Why are you called Finney? Now, you have to realise, in 1948, there was still a lot of stigma about illegitimacy. So I was aware and was not willing to admit to people that I wasn't related to them, or even what the circumstances were. Well, we had identity cards in those days, and I went to the local, I think it was like the local labour exchange, and took my identity card. What can I do for you, young man? I said, I want to change my name. He said, well, what do you want to call yourself? I said, I want to call myself Mitson. He said, well, Edward? So I said, yeah. So he wrote me out a new identity card. Wait for this. Edward Finney - Mitson. Overnight, the little bastard had become rather posh, because people think double-barreled names are posh. So that's how it all started.